Well, you may have noticed that last Thursday was Valentine's Day, and you'll be sorry to say that the only card I'm able to bring you is the same one that I've shown you for the last 3 or 4 years, a Valentine for someone very special, Valentine's Day. And nobody's quite sure how Valentine's Day started, but it's thought that there was a young Christian man in the year 257, I think, AD, who was beheaded, who was martyred for his faith. And on the night before he died, he sent a letter or a card to the jailer's daughter. And he wrote on the bottom, "From your Valentine." And that's how some people say that it started, the origins of Valentine's Day. And you all know that every February across the world, flowers and cards and gifts are sometimes sent between people who love one another. Sometimes they're sent with rather empty messages. Sometimes nothing is sent at all. But that's the history of Valentine's Day. People try and demonstrate their love on that day. You'll be pleased to know that one woman this year received a pair of shoes from her lover, from Harrods, only cost him £750,000. So can't have loved her very much, or he must have been done something very wrong during the year. Someone else received a watch, £250,000. A young girl received from her father an ice cream sundae. Just an ice cream sundae, but from a restaurant in New York, which meant that it cost £500. Someone else received just a spot of perfume, £44,000. Glad I didn't receive any of those things. Someone received an executive jet from their husband, £24 million. One husband received platinum and gold-plated golf balls, cost his wife £26,000. Someone received a private island near Thailand, cost £12 million. Valentine's Day. But three things this morning. I hope you woke up on Valentine's Day and remembered, greater love has no man than this, that he lay down his life for his friends. Because the first thing is that the Bible reveals to us the heart or the love of God. The love of God. Do you know the love of God in your own heart this morning? The Bible says that God, who is holy and jealous, an awesome God who made the heavens and the earth and all of the stars, is love. And we know that he's love because love can only be known from the actions that it prompts. And we see that love is demonstrated to us in this, that whilst we were sinners, Christ died for us. God's love is for the inwardly ugly, like you and me. That's what the Bible says, the inwardly ugly, the sinful. We've all fallen short of God's standards. Our thoughts, our words, our actions aren't what he demands. And yet the Bible says that he has so loved the world, and the cost has been this, that Christ died for our sins. God's only begotten Son died for us to pay the price of our sin. Jesus, who is love, demonstrated his love in that while we hated him, he died that we might know our sins forgiven. That's the heart of God. But secondly, have you looked into your own heart this morning? Oh, we make great boasts sometimes on Valentine's Day that we love, but the Bible says this about the human heart. The heart is deceitful above all things and desperately wicked. Who can know it? If I had an apple here this morning and I cut it in half and we could see inside, and if we could see it was a rotten apple, rotten to the core, brown and stinking, perhaps with dead maggots on the inside, we want to turn our eyes and our noses away. And yet the Bible says that our hearts are deceitful above all things. And by heart it doesn't mean that pump which pushes the blood round, it means in our inmost being, the core of our being, what we're like on the very inside. It's rotten, it's corrupt. It's ever seeking to excuse itself and point the finger to somebody else. Have you noticed it's never your fault, it's always somebody else's? I'm the same, that's the heart. It's rotten to the core in its rebellion. God's heart is a heart of love for the loveless. Our hearts are deceitful beyond cure. We need a new heart, and God is willing to grant us one. But thirdly this morning, in that psalm which we just sung together, it goes on to say, do not harden your heart. God's heart is a God of love towards us. Our hearts are deceitful above all things. But as we've gathered here this morning, we're going to hear God's word preached. We're warned about our hearts. And we're warned not to harden our hearts. Maybe you're sitting here this morning thinking you know it all, so you don't want to listen to it really. You're in danger of hardening your heart. Maybe you just get sick to death of hearing about the Lord Jesus Christ and him dying on the cross for you. You're in great danger this morning of hardening your heart. Your heart will do one thing this morning, either go one way or the other. Don't harden your heart. The Bible talks about a people who wouldn't listen to God, who wouldn't trust him, who wouldn't obey him, who wouldn't walk in his ways, and they hardened their hearts against God. That's a warning for every one of us here this morning. Have we come to humbly accept the word of God as God speaks with us here today? Or are the hackles up and are we going to resist the Spirit here this morning? In the week of Valentine's Day, let's remember God's heart, the truth of our heart and how we need a new heart. But also very seriously this morning, let's not harden our hearts as we hear God speak to us.